Blog Talk Radio.
People in this movie. I mean, there's not only Nia Long, who I think is an excellent actress,
But I mean, her skills aren't put to much use in this film, but she's really terrific. But Paul Giamatti's in this film. I'm like, Paul Giamatti? The great Paul Giamatti's in this film? Oh, my goodness. And Terrence Howard, who, I mean, I'm not a fan of his personally, but as an actor, I think he's, you know, generally speaking, he's a good actor. And again, he's not doing that much in this movie, sort of just lurking and looking sinister, and then he has a few lines here and there. I'm trying to think of some other people who, oh, Nancy, no, I can't remember. Say that again?
Anthony Anderson's in the film?
Oh, that's right. That's what I was trying to think of. Anthony Anderson's in the film being, you know, very obnoxious, but he actually brings a lot of genuinely funny moments to the film. I think that, for one, I did not like this. I did not especially like this movie. I thought the one joke is Martin Lawrence's Big Mama, and Big Mama is just by her very nature supposed to be funny. And okay, there's a really uncomfortable scene in the beginning where Martin Lawrence gets caught in the bathroom, and Big Mama, you know, really has to use the bathroom badly, and he won't let her into the house at first, but then she barrels past him and she gets into the house, and I mean, she finally gets into the bathroom, and the sounds, I don't know who the Foley artists were, but they deserve an Oscar for just for that little bit there. But oh, my God, those noises, it was excruciating. I mean, it got way past funny. I mean, this was bathroom humor, like, wow, under the sewers. So,
well, before you continue on, I'd like to welcome in one of our listeners, Ms. Cosmano, I believe it is, and she's actually asking a question. Are we talking about the sequel or the original? And... okay, Cosmano. Okay, great. And we're talking about the original. The original.
Yeah.
I know they're both kind of similar, so it's hard to differentiate the two in general. But we're talking about the original film.
Right.
Obviously, the movie maven doesn't like this film.
not much. It was like the same joke over and over again. I thought the love story was kind of cheesy. I thought people weren't giving it. I mean, Martin Lawrence was the only person doing a lot of work, and he kept doing the same thing. He was either Big Mama or he was the cop. And as the undercover cop, he wasn't that interesting a person. As Big Mama, he was actually more interesting. And that just got hard after a while. I mean, I kind of lost interest about two-thirds of the way through the movie, only because I was trying to stay with the movie. Otherwise, I would have lost interest one-third of the way through the movie. What did you think?
Well, you know what? I had a different take on it. Now, we're film critics by choice, and so, you know, just like anything else, we have our own quote-unquote standards, which may not be very high necessarily, ladies and gentlemen, but standards. And I didn't give this movie a high rating, but I did giggle and laugh throughout the movie, and maybe that's just because of my own sense of humor. And as I see, one of our listeners didn't like the film either, so obviously you're not alone on that one, Karen. But for me, I like those funny, quirky moments. And maybe that's my childhood coming out, showing up in my thoughts anyway. And but for me, it was an interesting movie. It had its quirky moments. I liked a lot of those quirky moments. So if it was me giving it a rating from 1 to 10, I'd probably give it a 7. But sounds like you're probably looking. Going quite the opposite direction, Karen, it looks like to me.
I'd give it a 3.
Okay. And see how funny that was? You gave it, even that's hilarious.
Well, it looks like our Ms. Cosmano would give it a 5.
See, even she gave it a higher rating than you, Karen. Okay, so with that being the case, I'm going to concede a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit in saying that it was an interesting film of comedy.
Oh.
But, yeah, there's a lot of cliche in the film. There's a lot of repetitiveness, so it makes it a little harder to take during certain moments in the film. But the cast itself was ridiculously good. And, I mean, Tashina Arnold's in this movie. And, believe it or not, Academy Award-winning Octavia Spencer is in this film.
Yes, I know. In a really small part. I mean, she was like maybe like a day player practically in this movie.
That was the same thing with Tashina Arnold, too. She was only in it during the pregnancy scene. So it was those crazy things. It's hard to believe. Yeah, I agree with you, Ms. Cosmano. It's hard to believe. but that's film. That's the film industry, right? You get the salary. So you got to give Martin Lawrence, who's actually the executive producer of this film, too, some credit in getting a lot of good, I guess, friends in this film with him.
Right.
People who are trying to make it in the film industry. So that's a cool thing. So why don't we go ahead and leave Martin Lawrence and Big Mama's House alone.
Please, before I have to run to the bathroom.
Well, as long as I'm not in the shower putting in bugs or anything like that, then we're good.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Karen, let's go to the other movie. Now, here we have Leslie Nielsen, who was considered a fine actor in his day, and he did a lot of sci-fi movies early on, and he got some pretty decent dramatic roles here and there, but nothing overbearing and overly out there as far as major masterpieces in film. But here's a guy who restarted his career in the latter part of his life, and it was a funny ride to me. So
yes.
What did you think about The Naked Gun?
Now, this is a movie I enjoyed far more than Big Mama's House. And, you know, it's interesting because this movie, given what I said about Big Mama's House, I shouldn't have enjoyed Naked Gun at all, but it cracked me up. It was so silly, and the jokes were so bad, and I'm a sucker for really bad jokes, really bad puns. I love the, you know, total body condom scene. That's like one of my favorites. I remember going to the movies and seeing that, and that just it still cracks me up. And I'd have to say, watching this movie again, I really appreciated what Priscilla Presley brought to this movie. She was such a good foil for Leslie Nielsen. It wasn't even funny because Leslie Nielsen was just totally over the top. But he was totally crazy. But he was surrounded by people who were excellent foils, like George Kennedy, who was fabulous as his partner. And like I said, Priscilla Presley was really good. And Ricardo Montalban was sort of, you know, not quite the Corinthian leather Ricardo Montalban, but almost, you know. And I mean, I love that scene where I think when Leslie Nielsen first meets him, and he's got the fish tank with the lionfish and the valuable sort of objet d'art from wherever. It looks like a pencil. It looked like a pen to me. But anyway, Ricardo Montalban says something like it's unbreakable and, you know, and priceless. And, of course, Leslie Nielsen breaks it immediately and it ends up in the fish tank. And the fish end up biting him. And it's just hilarious. And that's not even the funniest part of the movie. There's so many funny scenes where he's trying to catch the Ricardo Montalban and his dirty deeds, and he doesn't quite do it, and he's trying to foil the plot to assassinate Queen Elizabeth, and he just destroys everything, including O.J. Simpson, I guess, who was his real partner. He had a small part in this movie, but he was sort of, I guess, the crash dummy. But he was really his partner, but he was laid up very early on. He was shot like six or seven times and thrown into the river and managed to live. even though he was shot at point blank range. It was just hilarious, and some of the best puns ever, I think, in the movie. So I enjoyed this movie. I thought it was hilarious. What about you, Greg?
We're simulcast here. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and we're also on blab.im discussing the film. And so when we're talking about listeners that we can actually listen or see comments from, we're talking about on blab.im. We're right there on blab.im under cops and comedy, hashtag movies, hashtag film, hashtag cinema. Once we're off of Blog Talk Radio, we're going to continue on with our discussion about film on blab.im. And so I want to go back to one of our listeners, Erica. She's talking about this is such a classic, and she really thought she liked this movie. She said, ooh, awesome. So, yeah, it was hilarious to me, too. We're talking slapstick at its best, one-liners at its best. We're talking about dry humor where we're talking about they're not cracking smiles. They're looking at this as if this is serious every day, all day, and it's some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen. And I agree with Priscilla Presley did a pristine job, and Leslie Nielsen, and I mean, even George Kennedy. Now, George Kennedy, early on in his career, he was in Westerns. He played a lot of bad guys, played a lot of cops, but he was just as crazy and ineffective as Leslie Nielsen's character in this film, too. So
yep.
I thought both films were interesting in very different ways. But, yeah, definitely The Naked Gun was hilarious. It was just funny. It was just really funny.
Yeah.
It's
a really well-done comedy, and I think at the time, I remember when the movie came out. It came out in 1988, and it is so typical for comedies in the American movie industry. It was underrated or just sort of, you know, it's just a comedy. I think that was how it was regarded, although I think it did relatively well at the box office. But, you know, 17 years later, it really stands the test of time, which to me, you know, there are a lot of serious films out there that couldn't withstand 17 years and shouldn't be seen 17 years later. But this is one, I mean, it's completely silly and in like the best sense of the word, because it just makes you laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, and that's really, it's like the movie does its job. And there's so many movies out there today that don't do their professed jobs. You know, they're supposed to be suspenseful. Well, they fail at that, or they're supposed to be, you know, romantic and sexy and, you know, #50 Shades of Grey. Please don't even go there, because that totally failed at that. And, you know, so there's so many movies out there that don't do their jobs. The Naked Gun did its job. You know, the writing was excellent, and I think the team behind the production and the writing were some of the same people who were behind Airplane from the 70s, another excellent comedy, fabulous comedy. And, you know, and they know their stuff. They did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, and it's funny. Now, both films, just to go into this a little bit, both films were able to facilitate sequels. Now, if you didn't like Big Mama's House, the original movie, worse and worse and worse. So I'm not a big fan of those. It sparked two other sequels that weren't that great. But you know what? With regard to the Naked Gun 1.3.
Well, there's Naked Gun 2.5. There was Naked Gun 2.5, and then Naked Gun 33 1/3.
Okay, so we've got sequels for this particular film that were just about as funny as the original film. And I don't know if people remember, and you probably had to be in that era, that Leslie Nielsen actually had a TV show called Police Squad.
Right.
And which was kind of based off of. And that was a very successful TV series, too, for the same reason. The hilarity of this just dry, so dry Canada Dry humor here, and that is not a plug.
Right.
Even dry. But anyway, it was that dry humor that it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you open the door and you go, bingo, and so you expect him to bring up something that's relevant, and he brings up the bingo card. I mean, these are these plastic kind of cliche comedy tools that are utilized by a lot of comedians and a lot of comedy films prior, and I don't think they had anywhere near the successes as it did here in The Naked Gun and the sequels.
They didn't. And it's some of this stuff, it's like some of this stuff, I was looking at some of these jokes, and I don't really think you could get away with some of these jokes today without like an R rating. But they had this one scene where Leslie Nielsen first meets Priscilla Presley, and she's supposed to show him where some papers are, and he says something like, you know, oh, she's got legs that I could, I don't know, I can't remember how he put it, something like, you know, just nibble on or suck on for days or something like that. What?
It was lewd.
It was lewd, right. And then she climbs up a ladder to get something for him, and he's standing behind her looking up, and he says something like, oh, you know, wow, that's a heck of a beaver you've got. What a great beaver you've got. And I'm watching this going, he did not say that. That, oh, my God. And then she brings down this huge stuffed beaver. Oh my God.
But here's the thing. You can't censor something that's not censorable.
Right.
It seemed like it was censorable when he said it, but when she handed him that stuffed beaver, what is that, taxidermy beaver?
Yes. That was
like,
huge, by the way.
It was a beaver, and it was a nice one. It actually was a nice one. That's crazy stuff. But I like the way he would say those things like, we liken it to Dr. Phil these days, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Philism, where he had like 10 gazillion of them every movie.
Right.
I don't like this man. It reminds me of this, that, and the other. And he says something just ridiculously bizarre. But then the irony is, you get it. Now,
right.
That's when you're messed up. You actually get it. It does make sense in kind of a backward, kind of under the rock, kind of slow trip to China kind of a way.
Right.
But, yeah. Yeah, and it was. Erica says on her comments, it was such good writing, and it was.
It really was.
It really was, and of course, now that we can't give them the total credit, they got a lot of jokes from the past, you know, and put them in this movie. But they found really good ways to distribute them throughout the film and present them so that we would get them as not being. Knowing that they're cliché, and yet it didn't feel like it.
Right.
And if
right.
you can do that in a film, make the what would normally be cliché not cliché, not seem that way, you're doing a good job. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this is one of those movies I think if I was rating from 1 to 10, I would give this like an 8.
Yeah, me too. We
a
actually
lot
agree
of,
on that one, Greg.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and I guess that's the whole point. You want to see a comedy for its comedic ability. Now, every movie can't be cerebral. Every movie can't be the best film on earth. And sometimes you go to films just to get away from your normal humdrum or circumstances of your day just to wind down. So for me, the Martin Lawrence film was just a wind-down movie. I wasn't a wind myself down movie. There we go. It wasn't supposed to be cerebral for me. And so, therefore, I think I enjoyed it a lot more than you did. Although I still didn't give it a humongously high rating, I still probably rated it a little high. But because I was just looking to laugh at silly stuff. Now, with regard to The Naked Gun, again, I wasn't expecting to be cerebral, but you got to think a little bit in that film to catch everything. And
The gags keep coming. That's what it is.
Yeah.
In The Naked Gun. And they're sort of, they're not just sight gags, they're word puns, and, you know, and they're situational puns and plot twists and things like that. So, yeah, you do kind of have to pay attention. I wasn't expecting Big Mama's House to be a cerebral movie. That's not my disappointment with it. It would have been even worse if it had been cerebral. No, it's not that. It's just that it wasn't well done. It's a comedy, and if it had done its job, I would have been fine with that. But it didn't do its job. It had one joke, and it was mildly interesting in the beginning, and then they wore it to death.
Yeah,
good point. So I got bored.
Okay. I guess I'm not going to sell you on this film, and that's okay.
No, you're
that's
not.
Okay. What's the word? I'm trying to get a cliche and see how hard it is to do. I want to say that I am. Oh, forget it. I'm not going to even go there. I agree with you, Karen. I concede. I'm not going to keep trying to push it on you. Maybe later I'll try another time.
No, don't try. Just let it lie.
Maybe we'll do Big Mama's House 2 and.
No, we won't. Not unless you want to promote me to combat pay or something. We
blame a guy for trying.
No, well, I need a pay raise before I watch Big Mama's House 2.
Let everybody out there know we're on blab.im, simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio with cops and comedy, #movies, #film, #cinema. Just talking about crazy movies that we watched that we decided to critique, and actually one ended up being an actual movie. The other obviously was something that was, according to the two people I'm talking to, trash.
But Erica would actually give The Naked Gun a 9. Did you notice that?
I did, and you know what? That's good. Because as she also states that it's one of those movies that you see it over and over again and it becomes a classic. And she's right.
Yeah.
It is a classic film. And so is Big Mama's House for some people.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I just thought I'd try. Okay, I'll leave that alone.
I'm not sure if that's even on Martin Lawrence's resume anymore. Okay.
Yeah, he needs all the help he can get sometimes.
That won't help him.
Well, I'm not going to be totally against Martin Lawrence. He has some decent films out there. I think National Security was actually kind of funny.
He's very talented. I mean, and I think that the makeup, I will say this is the ultimate insult, the makeup in that movie was amazing.
Well, see, there you go. There was something positive coming out of that film. The makeup was wonderful. He almost looked like Big Mama. See?
Yeah, he really kind of almost did.
There's something positive about that film. It really had a nice point.
Yeah, for the makeup artist.
Now, we've only got a few seconds left on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say thanks to all those people listening on Blog Talk Radio. We had a lot of fun talking about Big Mama's House and The Naked Gun. Come to Blog Talk, listen to some of our shows and our archives that we have there at blogtalkradio.com under A Real Point of View. We want to thank you again for listening in and join us here on the quote-unquote simulcast / on blab.im under cops and comedy, #movies, #film, #cinema with me, Karen and Erica right now, holding it down. Okay, thanks again, and we'll see you on Blog Talk Radio, and get out there and watch the movies, you guys. Have a good night. Okay, so we're cutting off here on Blog Talk Radio. Take care, everybody.